Michelle Obama dazzled in a ruby red gown at the inaugural balls Monday night. The softly pleated dress was created by Jason Wu, the young Taiwanese-born designer behind the one-shouldered white silk chiffon gown that she wore to the inaugural balls in 2009. That gown is on display at the Smithsonian National Museum of American History in Washington, where Lisa Kathleen Grady is a curator.
People have always looked at what the First Lady wears. She's a very public figure. She belongs to us. She represents us. And so we're interested in how she presents herself.
Laura Bush, in the silvery gown she wore to celebrate George W. Bush's second inaugural in 2005. Hillary Clinton's beaded lace gown in 1993. The Hollywood glamour of Nancy Reagan's one-shouldered gown in 1981. So different from Rosalind Carter in 1977, who wore a chiffon dress she had worn several years earlier. Fashion favorite Jackie Kennedy in 1961. Public interest in the First Lady's attire and the designers who create those looks dates back to the 1700s, says Grady.
Really, since Martha Washington, people have always been interested in what the First Lady's wearing. Newspaper accounts, social accounts of social activity in Washington would say what the First Lady was wearing.
Inaugural ball gowns epitomize the celebrations that captivate the Capitol every 4 years.
The inauguration is a combination of things. It's a very solemn civic ceremony, and it's also an amazing party.
This year, the partying was scaled back. There are two official balls, far fewer than the 10 for President Obama's first inauguration.
Obama's on fire.
Such festivities are driven by the need to recognize and reward campaign contributors, and not presidential ego, says historian Richard Norton Smith.
And then, of course, the poor president has to do something he almost never otherwise does, and that is dance in public.
Luckily for Mr. Obama, most of the attention is focused on his wife. Suzanne Presto, VOA News, Washington.